BBC Radio Scotland. Complaints against a newspaper advert run by vegan campaign group Go Vegan World have been upheld by the Advertising Standards Authority. The advert shows a picture of a cow behind barbed wire with the slogan, "Humane milk is a myth, don't buy it." The advert goes on to describe the moment calves are taken away from their mothers so that the mother can be milked. It brings us to the question, are we inhumane for drinking cow's milk? Sandra Higgins is director of the campaign group Go Vegan World. Morning, Sandra.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. Gary Mitchell is a Scottish dairy farmer as well, with over 700 cows. He's with me as well. Morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Sandra, set out the case from your point of view. Why are we inhumane to drink cow's milk?
Why are we inhumane?
As you say...
Inhumane.
That's what you're saying, so why do you believe it?
Yes. All animal use by humans is inhumane. Dairy is just one example. It's inhumane because other animals have the same conscious awareness and interest in their lives as we do. They feel the same physical and emotional experiences that we do. In order for us to have dairy, we breed them into this life for the sole purpose of profiting from them and killing them. There are other aspects of dairy that are inhumane. Most cows are impregnated by a process of artificial insemination. They go through a 9-month pregnancy, the same as human women. They have the same bond with their young that we have with our babies. And in order for us to profit from their milk, to drink their milk, we take those babies from them at a very young age and extract the milk that they lactated to feed them.
From your point of view, Sandra, and your organisation, is there any way the dairy industry could change and adapt that would make it acceptable to you?
No, absolutely not. The only way that it's acceptable, not just to me, but the only way that it is acceptable is for us to stop using other animals. There are wonderful opportunities for dairy farmers to transition to more ethical ways of making a living through plant agriculture, plant crops, but using other animals for their flesh, for their skin, for their milk, for research, none of it can be humane or can be justified. And it can't be justified because it's unnecessary. All the World Dietetics Associations have agreed that a 100% plant diet is not only adequate for humans, but it has many benefits in terms of preventing a lot of the illnesses and the causes of early mortality that we're suffering
from. Might be, Sandra, but it's not what people want, because your view is the minority view, and the majority of people do want to enjoy milk from cows.
The majority of people are not aware of what cows go through in order for us to have those products, and they can still enjoy the taste of those products, but made from plants rather than animals. So the aim of my ad is to let people know, and no doubt when people find out, they will go vegan. They're already going vegan in increasing numbers. As we can see from the sales of plant milks, many of which are owned by dairy companies, because the dairy industry themselves can see the writing on the table. The sales of plant products, plant foods, are increasing, and the sales of animal foods are decreasing, particularly dairy.
All right, Sandra, hang on a second. Gary Mitchell, Scottish dairy farmer, over 700 cows on your farm. You're on the NFU Scotland Milk Committee as well. Is cow's milk, drinking it, is it inhumane, as Sandra says?
Well, I think I would like to start, first of all, wondering if Sandra's ever actually visited Scotland. If she actually looked at the land mass in Scotland, 85% of our land mass is less favoured, which is very difficult to farm, so we can't grow plants. So what Scotland's good at is growing grass. And the one thing I like about milk is a very nutritious food that is grown from grass, which is very much close to nature. So that's one thing I want to promote. On the dairy farm, cow welfare is number one. Now, if my cow could understand what we do in life, how would they look at the working mother nowadays, where she actually gives birth to a baby, she has it for a short time, the next thing she puts it in a nursery so she can go and work to earn a living? You know, how would our cows look at that if they had to look at it from the other point of view? So, you know, one thing that we are concerned about, we are very much pro-life. So my main concern is I want whatever calf is born on our farm, I want it to live. And the way the process works is, yes, we don't leave the calf with the cow. We do allow the cow to lick the calf because we think it's important to lick the calf dry. and we actually give the calf the first milk. Now, that first milk is called colostrum. That's what a cow produces. It is absolutely rich in antibodies, which helps fight any disease. So our first thing that we do when a calf is born, we put colostrum in that calf. 4 litres, that's what that calf requires. Every school kid that comes onto my farm, we bring 200 on per year. That's the first thing I explain to them. If I want the calf to have a good life and to be healthy, it must get colostrum.
But it's not the natural process, Gary. It's not. Hang on a second. It's not the natural process, Gary. In what would happen in nature would be that the mother would nurture its calf. You're not allowing that to happen.
Yeah, but what do you want to talk about nature? We could go back to when the cow was a hunted animal. You know, where do you want to take this? Because at the end of the day, a cow doesn't know what's best for its own husbandry. It is an animal. Yes, it has effects for a calf.
Sorry, Gary, cows are much older species than humans. They survived for a long time before we ever evolved and lived on this planet. You cannot claim credit for the colostrum that another woman produces. That's nothing to do with you. If she gives birth, she's going to produce that colostrum and give it to her child anyway. You cannot take credit for that. And I would also ask you, if you're pro-life, how long do the cows on your farm live?
They should live around 6 to 7 years.
But their natural lifespan is 20 to 25 years.
Well, I've never heard of many cows. So what about,
excuse me, you mightn't have heard of it, but the scientific and veterinary evidence on their lifespan is 25 years. That doesn't make that up. You can check that anywhere. How did they die? Can I ask you how they die?
How do they die? Well, they go to an abattoir. That's where they go to.
They're killed humanely.
And put in the food chain as normal.
Do they ask you, can they go to the slaughterhouse to die? Do they voluntarily walk into the slaughterhouse to die?
Sandra, at the end of the day, we are producing food to feed our generation. That's what we do. We produce food.
The UK has
the highest welfare standard in the world. So we have.
Gary, Sandra makes the point. Hang on a second. If everybody's shouting, nobody's listening. Sandra makes the point, Gary, that if people knew more about the way milk is produced in this country, and as we can hear, there's a big difference of opinion about it. If people knew more, and this advert is trying to do that, it would put them off drinking milk. What do you think about that? And what do you think about ads like this, Gary?
It definitely wouldn't, because everybody that comes onto my farm would drink more milk when they see how it's produced. How humanely we treat animals, how well they're cared for, how well we look after them every day, not 5 day a week, it's a 7 day, 365 days a year, we look after our cows. That's what our industry's about. We have people out there at the minute that have had a very difficult time for 2 years, and yet we still have produced that product that you can go into a supermarket where they sell it at a cut price, so they do, but we still have to keep our standard very high while the consumer has cheap milk. And that's the one thing that hurts me the most about this industry. But, you know, you have to understand, you can't just all of a sudden, what, are we going to release all these cows into nature? So how are you going to provide the calcium for the kids and for the people of our population?
Okay, we're out of time on this. We need to leave it there. I know it's a heated debate. We'll continue on our Facebook page, I'm sure, as well. Gary Mitchell, Scottish dairy farmer, and Sandra Higgins, director of campaign group Go Vegan World. 11:54, Wednesday morning, BBC Radio Scotland.